I was educated and worked as an occupational therapist for years. I started working with people with acquired brain injuries, moved on to helping people with varying functional challenges in the community, and then moved on to specialized programs helping facility-level care seniors stay in their homes and prevent hospital admissions. I also spent 14 years caring for my father after his stroke. Over the years, I have had the privilege to work with thousands of people. So I have a good sense of how to help people maintain as much function as possible in their homes. I'd like to offer three pieces of advice that will help you stay at home, if that's your goal. Number one, be as open and understanding as you can with all members of your care team, from your physicians, to your therapists, to your care aides, and your spouses. Even if it doesn't always seem like it, they are most likely trying to help. It may be time to let go of stubbornness or use your determination to make your life better, not just to maintain it. Two, recognize that the way you are thinking about things isn't necessarily true. The medication you are taking might not be the best one. The doormat likely does put you at greater risk for falls. Even if you have never left the stove on, cooking for yourself could result in a fire if it happens now. Three, just because your abilities aren't what they used to be doesn't mean you can't live an amazing life. Make the most of your every day. Figure out ways to use your mind to do things you enjoy. If you can't ski anymore, watch movies about skiing. If you can't read anymore, invite others to tell you stories or try audiobooks. If you're listening to this, life isn't over yet. Do your best to make the most of it.